Blog Talk Radio.
I took so much gamma radiation that something's bound to happen, but what? I'm beginning to feel strange, different. This must be the end.
What's with the radio, Doc? All I get is static.
Well, that's a Geiger counter to measure radiation, and it's going wild. What's happening? Hey, you changed.
Out of my way, insect. Where am I? Why am I locked in here? I want out! 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 Out!
Hey, Sarge, look! What's that?
Men. Poor little men. Have to get out of here. Have to hide.
Silently, the monstrous being that was once Bruce Banner crouches in the shadows.
Fan out, man. We've got to find that Hulk.
And thus a name is given to the green-skinned Goliath.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Nothing
like
it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name, I'll say Manna.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
Giddy up.
We'll be right back.
host. This is the Friday Possum Theme.
Doc Bruce Banner felt it by gamma rays, turned into the Hulk.
Alien glamour rays,
wrecking the town with the power of a bull.
Ain't no monster wild, the wizard's lovable.
As ever loving Hulk.
There was two Hulks. They go, ever loving Hulk. Hulk, Hulk. I'll get that in post-production. Here's a mystery. Here's a fucking mystery. I hate to bring this up, but who the hell keeps putting the numbers lock on? I never touched this side of the keyboard, ever. This whole section. And that numbers lock light is always on. What's that about? All right. Well, it could be Ted. Nah, he can't get up. He can't get up on stuff no more. He's an old man. I'm taking care of an indigent old man. He's a beauty. That's my boo. You over there, Bingo. All right. Could be Blog Talk Radio. Could be the Russians. You never know. All right. Bang. Zoom. Friday Night Possum. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday, it's Possum Hour. I believe that was the original podcast ever. We used to transmit it over tin cans. And then the cranking thing came along. They got the crank-up version. And eventually, we're on the computer and junk. We're like technological wizards over here. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal of mine, Ben J. Grimm. I got his check today. I want to send it back, man. He ain't been on for 2 months. Keep your dough, dude. Jeez. Forget, come back. Be on a show. Do a show, man. I'll do a show with you. I want to hear the dulcet tones of Ben J. Grimm, the ever-loving brown-eyed thing, coming to you live from the back of the building. Blah, 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 blah. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum, to which you are listening now, Diddy Mao, Kapow, Kung Pao Chicken, with a woo-woo-woo. Wow, wow, wow. All right. Oh, tell it, George. I'm not even looking at my damn thing. All right, well, without any further ado...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's... Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Professor R.J. Gumby. Right. Thank you for coming, sir.
Oh, my pleasure. I love it. How are you doing, Colin?
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I'm great. I suddenly got a tickle in my throat there. I hope that doesn't fucking plague me throughout this amazing broadcast we have planned.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It boggles the mind what's ahead and in store for those of you, the listeners.
There we go.
I had a weird power nap. I was really tired. I had a big, long gig today, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I need some shut-eye for a fucking show, man.
And
I was like, 20 minutes. I need 20 minutes. So I laid down. I went, 20 minutes. 20 after, I'm up. And I had these, like, really weird fucking little dreams, and then boom. Opened my eyes, and it's 20 minutes later.
There you go.
Isn't that cool? But now I'm, like, in a really fucking weird state of mind, so buckle up,
gang. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Hey, man, you got, a plug in that.
You know what? I do have a plug in that.
Hit it, Dad.
Okay. Evidence Front Radio tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock on WRIU. He is doing the theme is Want It Dead or Alive. I don't even think he knew it was Steve McQueen's birthday today. I think that's a little
serendipity.
Oh, way
cool,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows that. Anyway, that's tomorrow at 3 Eastern Time. WRIU.org. 435.
Easy for you to say.
That's
easy,
right?
For you to say. Say it again. Say it again, the whole thing.
Okay. The whole thing. WRIU.
It's WR. What is it?
WRIU. Rhode Island University.
.org.
Org.
Now, we've said it like 5-6 times.
Uh-huh.
You forget it now. Shame.
Let's see.
Is that it? Is that the whole plug?
That's it.
Nothing but the plug?
That's it.
Right,
that's
great.
It. No, I guess you should have talked about the songs with Dead or Alive in it, I guess. I don't know. The guy always has his
name
going.
Oh, yeah. I hope he skips over that one guy, you know, Bon Jovi. Wasn't that Bon Jovi? The one I hate. Want it dead or alive. Ooh, wait a minute. Note to self. Blow up dead or alive. Gee, my Christmas. Where have I been? What have I been thinking? Curse me for a novice.
We had to have blown up Bon Jovi before, though, haven't we?
Oh, I guarantee you we've blown up Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Daddy-o. Hey, man, you want to get right to it and blow some motherfuckers up?
Yes.
As I know, this is personal for you. This is personal. This one's personal. Go ahead. Give us an intro on this one, man. You take it. Take it, Gumby.
All right. I just ordered from Amazon a CD by R.L. Burnside. I'm a big fan of R.L. Burnside. Great bluesman.
Good blues guy.
One track sucks. And as I read the jacket, I figured out why. He did it with Kid Rock. Kid Rock.
I need to go back and get
the CD.
I need to go back and isolate a soundbite of lovely Reverend Wendy saying,
"Yo,
Kid
oh
Rock.
Yes,
yeah,
Kid Rock. Yes."
I need to do that. If anybody can. Anyway.
That's
never mind.
Perfect for that name.
But yeah, it's not that bad of a song, but I could see why the Kid Rock parts would get on your nerves.
It's his part, It's
right,
some kind of
right.
Hard rock rapping shit. I don't know. It really fucked it up.
Well, I was at that Klezmer guys thing. And he brought some dude out doing wiki, 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 wikis on that stuff. You can't get away from it, man.
And I had a Klezmer head.
Yeah, they're wiki, 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 wiki.
Wiki,
what
wiki,
the fuck
wiki.
Is this?
Well,
run DMC
wiki, ski. Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Yeah, I was like, wiki, wiki, ski. A little wiki, ski. I don't know.
Well, fuck stupid. You, Kid Rock.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dude, I jacked him up.
Oh, good, good.
All right. Let me see. See what this what is he? He's a wannabe. He's a.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he is. He shouldn't be.
He's a paper tiger, and he's going down.
Okay, settle down.
You must be a bit weary after your long journey.
Aye.
Would you like a wee sniff to?
Good man, that we would, that we would.
He howls at it, but the man said, he said, yeah. Huh?
So what part of Scotland are you from?
He's from southern Scotland, below the McMason and McDixon line.
Mickey, he howls for the good man.
My name is Robert.
No!
My
fighting a current only causes exhaustion, uses up more air, and achieves nothing.
There was a little town a long time ago, and a big black cloud come floating over, and the people was afraid. And the people came to knock on, saying, what we gonna do? The people came to knock on, saying, what we gonna do? He said, and we'll build a port, and we'll float till the rain is through. Noah built that boat while that ram was coming down. Noah built that boat while that ram was coming down. He said, now we're gonna float, and ain't none of us gonna drown.
Didn't that sound just like Believe the Money? Ding 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 ding.
Who knows? Maybe he's the same cat.
Could be the same guy. Yeah, ripping himself off. Because you know, we've heard that. You want to be on the show, Ted?
Bring him on.
You ready? You ready for your big moment? You gotta come over here and bark, man. They can't hear you over there. All right, I'll turn my back to him. He'll be barking in a minute. Hey, was that weird? Did you see Dick Cavett tonight?
No.
Guess who the fuck was on there?
Who?
The guest. Tom motherfucking Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yeah.
I had no clue. Was it his birthday or something today?
What? No, I don't know. They've been showing Cavanaugh regularly. I don't know if they're doing the birthday things anymore.
Because the stool thing, I just picked that out of the blue sky. You know, I like, hey, saw that commercial for the umpteenth time and said, fuck you, sticking your head on a stool. And I was going to name the show, the name of the episode, instead of Stability, was supposed to be Dry Hard Stool.
Dry Hard Stool.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a little mean. Yeah. I don't know.
That's not his birthday. He's from Detroit, Michigan. I didn't know that.
Who, Selleck?
Tom Selleck, yeah.
Well, he always wore that Detroit Lion hat there.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Ted. Tell him, Jim. What do you got, bro? Oh, you're not even trying, man. Holler, dude. Woof. Woof.
There
That's
you
my
go.
Way.
There you go.
Oof. Oof.
You say.
Tell him. Tell him, Jim. You got that right, Jack. All right. I got you. We got you. They all heard. They love you, dude. You're a hit. You're going to... We're going to hold you over. Oh, geez.
What's that?
The organist is on drugs. Okay, Ted. We're going to hook you up, dude. Because I got to hook myself up with a natty. That's my third Don Hollinger, and that's my limit on Don Hollingers.
Yeah, you can't go over three. You get all that stuff.
Couple three, that's it.
Couple three. Couple
tasty,
three
though.
I like that.
Tasty, though, boy. I'll tell you what.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And they sure hit the spot. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention something, Cake. You might want to just cover your ears, darling, because you know I love you.
Uh-oh, Bill Shatner?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Fucking Shatner's birthday this week, man.
Oh,
you remember that dude, Gary, I'm not Spock?
Oh, yeah,
he was
yeah.
a guest on the on Trek After Dark, right?
Yeah, I remember him.
And he's a wounded vet. You know, he's a vet. From the Navy.
That.
Yeah. And he's got messed up legs and stuff. And he has trouble walking sometimes.
Yeah.
So anyway, he put up this picture of him and Shat. And Shat's looking all like he's about ready to throw up. And he says he wheeled up in his wheelchair. You know.
Yeah.
And Shatner was like, like, you really have a wheelchair? Like, what? You know. Joe, you know, what the fuck? Who does that to somebody in a wheelchair? Like, you really need that wheelchair, dude? And he goes, yeah, man. I got injured in line of duty for the Navy. And
oh, what kind of question is
by that? By the time he got, they just took the picture, the smarmy smile had disappeared from Mr. Shatner's face.
You really need that wheel?
What a piece of shit,
oh.
man.
Oh,
great. Yeah. You know, I commented. I said, God bless you, Gary, man. I said, God bless you. That guy has no idea what sacrifice is. He should have paid to have his picture with you, my friend. You know?
There you go. You got to give Bill a break, though. Sometimes people just accidentally say something stupid depending on the day or whatever.
It's true. And at this point, he's probably, like, so paranoid because he's been approached by every lunatic on the planet.
But what a question.
Still.
No, I just like to ride around in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, I know. I'm a jack-off. What am I going to use my legs like a sucker? Yeah, not bad form. But, you know, I love that. That was one of my favorite stories of William Wyndham when he said he busted Shatner at the convention.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shatner shows up in disguise and he's like, oh, hi, Bill!
he said Shatner
out.
Was dressed like a monk. He has like a hood over him.
Yeah. He's like, hello, Bill Shatner. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, Wyndham was great.
He was my man there.
Oh, great interview.
Hey, man, speaking of great interviews, remember Art Paul Schlosser?
Yeah.
He's back.
Oh, good.
We got a quickie.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. He sent me a quickie on the emails.
Good.
Man. Every once in a while, it's worth it to open your email. Yeah. And who doesn't like cookies? Am I right? Cookies.
You are correct, sir. Cookies,
I'm starting to sound like 45 over here. Who doesn't like cookies? Am I right? People say they love cookies. Everybody says they love cookies. I love. Hey, this is the greatest cookie ever. And this is our Paul cookie.
You know who doesn't like cookies? Communists.
Who doesn't like cookies?
Communists.
Damn commies. Yeah. Yeah. But they like pie.
Yeah. Oh, everyone likes pie.
Everyone likes pie. All right. Art Paul Schlosser, ladies and gentlemen. Cookie.
Cookie, 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 cookie. Peanut butter are the best, but maybe you like one of the rest, like chocolate chip or almonds, or so many that are fun. I said cookie, 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 cookie. Cookie, 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 cookie. Cookie, 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 cookie. I wish my girlfriend was a real big cookie, 'cause then I'd eat her up. Cookie, 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 cookie. That's the whole song.
Judy.
Yeah. He's got it. He brings it.
Huge. Huge.
Uh-huh.
Buddy Holly Cheesehead, ladies and gentlemen. One more note. I'll use up my notes in the first half hour of the show and walk the tightrope for the rest. How about that?
Sounds good.
Wednesday. All right.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if I was watching Laramie or what. I think it was a Laramie. I'd seen it before, so I was flipping around channels. You know. Happened to brush over The View, which I don't watch The View. I don't want this to get started that the commie watches that. No. But I happened to notice that Whoopi Goldberg was wearing her bathrobe, man. She's not even fucking trying, dude. She's not even trying, man. Jammies in a bathrobe, man. I'm like, you know, I know you've got a weight problem. I'm not going to fat shame you. You know, you're not going to be high fashion or nothing. But Jiminy Christmas, act like you give a shit.
Oh,
you know?
Great.
You're on TV.
That's where some sweat pads just come out of the bathroom.
What she asked? I've seen her in sweats.
Oh, great.
Come on, Whoopi.
This woman has an Oscar.
She has a fucking Oscar. I know. And as cockamamie as I think most of her views are, and she's about as dumb as a rock when you get right down to it. I like her, and I just wish she'd shape up.
Okay, there you go. Heart
I root for her. I root for them all, man.
I'm repairing all my karma, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to fool. From here on out, it's going to be a good day to die, dude. I swear to God.
Yeah, well, I think karma knows when you're bullshit. You know?
Shit.
All right, good luck with that.
Nah. Don't put that in. Don't put that out there, because then karma will get a hold of it and they'll think it's news and not fake news.
It is.
It's fake news. It's fake news.
Fake news.
You're fake news, Gumby. You're all fake news.
Ain't that the truth?
We're all fake news. Well, one of the programs we based this program on was the legendary Gong Show.
Yes.
So during the roll call tonight, the Gong Show theme.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Chucky Baby. That was a very formative show for me, man. That was like 11 o'clock. And what the fuck? That was on like at 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. It's before noon in the morning on TV.
Uh-huh.
Every weekday. Now, how are you
Wild
not supposed
stuff.
To skip school? You know? I ask you. Anyway.
Great shit.
We have Apple Cheeks Alice right here on our stage. Bam! Wham! Bingity bing bang bang. Oh, Maggie's talking about her movie thing. That thing is great. I'm still using that. Clean slate, I'll check it out. I haven't seen it. Apple Cheeks, thank you. always an honor and a pleasure. Dr. Cake is here!
Dr. Cake?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake now.
You are correct, sir.
Talking about Dr. Cake.
Uh-huh. Everyone loves cake.
Well, I can dig it.
Cake is fine.
Cake, cake, cake. And getting for USA.
Well,
everybody must be out partying tonight, man. It's a sparse crowd, but thank you all for coming, man. Getting for USA. Let's do the song again, man. Bring it out, man. All right. I need that on a loop. Put that on. I'll put that one on like a 3-minute loop, and then we got a big crowd. Getting for USA here is here.
Okay, for USA.
We're getting for USA. USA. USA.
Okay.
Whatever,
like
you know,
that
whatever.
Party.
Oh, well, they're a great program. I always forget, and I, you know, like I said, I don't want to steal their material.
Yeah.
We kind of dip into the same pond a lot.
Indeed,
and there's Maggie C, speaking of dipping into the pond.
Oh, yeah.
Dog watcher extraordinaire. Your pal and mine, Ted, is now munching on his second treat. You overweight, obese, fat old dog. You know, that's going to kill you, boy. He don't. And last but not least,
yes.
Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Two times.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Tom.
As the Beaver.
Every star above knows the one I love, Sweet Sue, just you. Out of the moon up high, I know the reason why. It's you, little old Sue. No one else has seen ever shares my dream. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. Into this heart of mine, you're gonna live all the time, Sweet Sue, just you.
Django does a version of everything. Whatever he does, a version of it is awesome, I think.
And Emmett Ray, the second greatest guitarist in the world. Emmett Ray, he does a good job with it, too.
I don't like it back there. Yeah, but man, you know, but can Django yodel? That's my question.
I think not.
Can Emmett Ray yodel?
I doubt very much.
Game, set, match, Bill Haley. Game, set, and match.
That's great. Bill Haley can. He's the yodeler.
Back in the day, we don't say that anymore. In the early days of this program, I used to think, boy, the hardest part is going to be able to find the yodel and the polka. You know, that's like the easiest. That's the gimme.
God bless YouTube.
I know. They just jump right in, man. You
fucking everything.
Like you put, pick a word and put polka or yodel with it, and you, nine times out of ten, you'll get something.
Yeah. Make up a word.
Yeah, whatever you know, sometimes you come up empty, but geez.
Uh-huh. It'll bring you someplace.
We're geniuses. Out. That was genius, man. Well, Dr. K came up with the polka, so we'll give her a gold star, you know, when we're passing them out.
Gold star.
Pardon my unprofessional cough. Oh, man. Gigantor came over the other night. He wanted me to do his taxes, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll hook you up, man. I'm the smartest guy in the world. I'm a little decker. Well, I get on there and I put the information in wrong, and it says he's getting everything back, you know. I'm like, whoa, dude, whoa. He's ever had before? Nope. The next page says, wait a minute, check this shit. Okay, well, oh, I got this in the wrong box, and I'm over here. Okay, blah, blah, blah. $28? And he's expecting like $400 bucks, you know, or something like that. Something in that neighborhood. $28. I did it 6-7 times. I said, fuck this, man. I'm getting pissed off. I'm going to get you a fucking piece of paper from the library, the form. I'll fill it out by hand, and you're getting your fucking money back, man. Fuck this bullshit. They're just trying to sell you. I will do that. I guarantee you. I'll follow up on this.
Wait a minute. How many Don Hollingers did you have before you were doing his taxes?
No, maybe 2-3 natties. No Don Hollingers.
Okay, I mean, that's good.
But, I'll follow up on this. I'm going to get him close to $400, all right? I'm not going to say I'm going to get him $400. Get him in the neighborhood of $400. There ain't going to be no $28, I'll tell you that. Fuck that shit.
There you go. You're a good
man. I'll be damned, man. There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way.
There you go. And you're going to write at the bottom,
nobody
tax prepared by Commodore Decker, right? Not putting your real name on that.
Oh, shit. Now I fucked up. I said it out in public, and now they're going to know I prepared his taxes. Well, I'm going to help him. He's going to actually fill in the tax form himself, so. I'm just gonna help as a friend. So that's not official. He's not paying me. So
yeah, okay. You know. There you go.
But anyway, we quit. We threw it. We chucked it and rolled some Skittle. And I whooped him, man, for a change, which was nice.
Oh,
he's, man, he's good. He's a good Skittler. He's a space age robot. You got that right, Jack. Yeah.
That's expected.
Yeah, man, I think I rolled a 141. Oh, jeez. You lose with a 141 in Skittle Bowl. Oh, yeah, that's a sad, sad state of affairs if that happens. No, I busted him that game. You want to do another quickie before the three?
Lead into the three. I like it.
All right. Well, this is... I don't know, man. This is for the ladies.
Oh.
Ladies? Hit it.
This is a movement. We're going to make our country great again. Believe me, we will make our country great again.
Incredible.
Wow.
I like that. That was good.
Was that was that Kid Rock at the end?
Incredible.
Or Kid Cock.
you gotta get Wendy's soundbite for that. Wendy's isolated.
I know. Well, we gotta jeez. Okay, I know how to do that. I'll find out. I'll look up when I've blown up Kid Rock.
Uh-huh.
And in that episode, she would have to have said it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're scheming behind her back now, man. That's really uncool.
We got to piece her back together. We can't get her back live. We got to, you know.
I know. We scheme because we love.
That's right.
You know,
we want her back so bad. We're Frankensteining her right here.
I mean, we're trying not to stalk the woman. We're really, you know, I'm trying my best, honestly. I had to put a boot on the car one day because it was just like, man, I'm driving to Michigan, man. I'm driving to Michigan. No, do not do it. Don't do it.
That black and white
my
picture,
lot in life.
Man. My God, she looks great in that.
She's got a million of them.
And she still has that as her cover picture, don't she?
I know. That means she still likes us, dude.
There you go. Okay.
She might be back.
I don't know. I think she picks flowers over us.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Work and junk. Career.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Stuff like that. That's cool, man. I hope she's happy as fuck. You know?
Yeah, we're still on the cover page, on the cover.
I know. We're still in there, dude. We're still in there pitching.
Uh-huh.
Right, speaking of being in there pitching, you like our Mary Tyler Moore, man.
Yeah. Or Elaine Giffos.
Giftos.
Yeah, huh?
I hate even seeing her on TV, because then it's like,
I was just watching again.
Hmm.
She's on there with Cindy Williams.
You know, we're boring all the chicks out there. They don't want to hear us talking about another chick. You know, I've been obsessing about... I had a dream the other night. It was a threesome. Me, Applecheeks, Dr. Cake, and Maggie C.
There you go.
And we were in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
And Gumby was filming it. Gumby was hiding behind the bushes filming it.
But he was behind the curtain, so you couldn't see him.
That's what Gumby does.
And then, after that, we broke open my comic book collection. And then we listened to 3 minutes. You'll never get by.
Trotsky, lots of nothing. Stalin, less lost and nothing, 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 nothing. Nothing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Here's something funny before the news.
Okay.
My gig today was in Athens, which is like a two-hour drive, I guess it is, and some change maybe. And I drove down there. My buddy drove. I rode with him. He and I we've been friends for many, many years, and I do consider him a close friend. We have absolutely nothing in common, except the fact that we do the same job, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we're both reasonable, smart people. Beyond that... Well, it just crossed my mind because, I mean, politically we're on opposite ends of the spectrum, which, you know, that's one thing. But he says to me on the way down there, he goes, we're talking about laughing, you know?
Yeah.
And he's talking how now they're rerunning the crappy, you know, later ones. And he says, yeah, I always thought Dan Rowan was a great straight man, but man, Dick Martin's never funny. And I'm thinking, what?
Okay, Dick Martin, great.
I thought Dick Martin was piss your pants funny.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Rowan was adequate at what he did. You know,
what the hell?
So it just goes to show you, man. You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and I don't know, man.
Right,
isn't that weird?
Crappy later episodes with that fake Goldie Hawn. Jesus.
Yeah,
Christ.
We were talking about. We mentioned her, the fake Goldie Hawn, and he said, yeah, they even had her hairstyle done up like Goldie, and this is like 5 years after that hairstyle went out of vogue, you know. So, no, he's a good fan of the show, and he's nice, you know, nicest guy you'd ever want to meet, heart of gold. But, man, come on, Dan Rowan over Dick Martin.
I think he was great, man. He always wanted
that
to
one just made
me
my
the show.
I shook my head, and the little marble up there rattled around, man. It was weird. You know how it makes that sound? You know.
Dan Giacotti wanted to kill Buster Dan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. For dating Dorothy McGuire.
Right. Dan was a swinger, man. I mean, I got nothing against Dan Rowan, but I mean, of the two, I thought Dick Martin was the talent.
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know. Because I always thought that with Abbott and Costello, but they always go, well, Bud Abbott was, you know, fantastic straight man.
He was the greatest straight man. I think he was better
than
Costello.
But I didn't like Abbott, him, man.
Abbott was fucking great.
When I was a little kid, I thought he was, like, mean, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
well,
you know, Bud Abbott or Lou Costello is all nice and cute. Quit pushing around cute guy. Bastard. But I was a very empathetic little boy. Anyway, okay, now to the news.
Now
all right, Michigan.
News.
Michigan.
Ooh.
A Michigan man. This is our... Wait, we need feel-good music. This is our feel-good story of the week.
Oh, okay. It's feel-good?
Oh, yeah.
Feel-good story out of Michigan?
Feel-good.
Oh,
this fucker has a happy ending.
Oh,
a Michigan man won $300,000
in
the lottery. His daughter-in-law, this is Irvin Smolinski.
Oh, okay.
Might be a neighbor of, you know, Reverend Wendy's with a name like that, Smolinski.
Yeah.
I thought Pittsburgh had a corner on the Polish market, man. Apparently not. But Irvin, his daughter-in-law, God bless her, bought him the winning ticket for his 94th birthday. How cool is that?
Okay. 94th birthday.
Yeah, he's like a World War II vet. You know, he's been, you know, real frugal all his life because he, you know, he was. Nah, he's got fucking 300,000 grand in the bank. Go.
95.
Go, Irvin. You know, actually, if you want to put me in your will, Irvin, feel free.
The daughter's getting it is what's happening.
I hope he gives it to his daughter-in-law if he croaks.
Daughter-in-law, that's it.
Yeah, whatever's left.
My aunt just turned 95. Unbelievable.
No way.
She's still looking good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. God bless her, man.
It's the male of my family that dies young. Linger on.
Man, the last generation in my family previous generations, they lived forever, and then the last generation, like my folks and their contemporaries, not so much.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, of course, they were abusing themselves with cigarettes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And you
could
stopped
have
the
to do
chain
with.
There. You stopped the chain there.
Well, we'll see. Permanent damage, you know, as far as permanent damage and shit.
Does your youngest puff away? For some reason,
my youngest never puffed. Never puffed.
Oh.
My oldest
cool.
did for a long time, but he's on the vape now, which, you know, might be worse. No.
The jury's still out on that one.
I know, because I'll read an article that says vaping is completely safe. And I'll read another article that says it's got 18 million hazardous shits in it, and it'll kill you.
And
this
what
is
the fuck?
What the problem is with the internet there and that stuff. All right. Well, that was good news, man. God bless that old man.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Fuck it, man.
Throw him a big fucking party. Take the money and do something while he's alive. You know, there's something really nice. Big fucking yacht. Take him out in a yacht.
That would be nice.
That would.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, now.
Fucking hookers.
Well, he'll spend it wisely, I'm sure.
Yeah.
At 94, you don't have nothing to do with. You don't need no hookers, man.
Yeah. You can't have them dance around. That's all. You don't even need to do that. Elmore Leonard wrote a book called Mr. Paradise, where an old man in a wheelchair used to hire young girls to come over dressed as cheerleaders and just dance around for them.
That's why you're always broke.
I need that $300,000 lottery.
Gumby spends it on dancing hookers. And he just watches their feet.
That's it. That's all I'm in for.
Alright, here we go. We gotta go to the police blotter, man. East Liverpool, Ohio. I know, I've been to East Liverpool,
Jesus.
Ohio.
Jesus Christ, you got Miami, you got Liverpool, you got everything in fucking Ohio, don't you?
I was in Athens today, dude. I was
in
Athens.
Athens, yeah. All Greece. There you go. You got Jesus. Do you want, is there a Trout Famador, Ohio?
Well, there's a Timbuktu, but you don't want to go there.
Okay.
Anyway, East Ohio, Liverpool, man. Ohio. This guy had a few, you know, a couple of beers at the neighborhood dispensary there. He's on his way home in his pickup truck, and he pulls up next to this guy in a car, you know, who he thinks is a dope dealer.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of my neighbor. The guy in the car is like, get out of here. No, you get out of here. This is my neighborhood. I'm running shit here. Well, it turns out the guy in the car was an undercover cop in an unmarked car. And, and he didn't find this out until after he punched him. You know, he'd already punched the cop when that.
He didn't know he was a cop.
They gave him the stun gun.
So he was a drug dealer.
And some kind of badge, I think, or something. I don't know.
Now was the guy, not the cop, the other guy, was he a drug dealer too, and the cop was on his turf, or was he just an innocent
No,
guy?
No, he's just a citizen.
Chasing a
citizen.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming home, and he had a few too many, and sees this drug dealer and says, all right, I've had enough. I'm going to put my foot down, and that foot is me.
They can't charge him. They should give him an award. They should give him a plaque.
They should give him they should. You are damn right. No shovel to the head for this cat, boy.
Nuh-uh. Give him one of those little cheap plastic badges that they give kids whenever they do good.
I don't think he needs no stinking badges either, dude.
No, he don't need no stinking badges.
No. They need to like deputize him, I think. So he just drives around the neighborhood with a couple of beers, pickup truck, making sure these punks
Barney
feeling dope.
Yeah. You ain't got it. That's
all right.
The fun.
Well.
That's ain't the fun.
What's his, what? His name is 45-year-old Don Talbert. Don Talbert. We at Possum Hour salute you, sir.
Yes. We need a soundbite for that. For praising.
Yeah,
people.
We need a.
We got to work on
we
that.
We need a. Salute!
There you go.
There you go.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Even verse some rules and rhymes, rules themselves in other times, and waiting folks can't find themselves, and speaking how it is, cannot be.
Something for me. to my teeth. And what she knew, you ain't got time to learn.
Center fielder. Beauty!
These guys rock. I pick out Grenache Nationoid.
And that was what the Leningrad, what do you call them?
Cowboys.
Sorry. Leningrad Cowboys. Yeehaw! Ski.
They're a rather weird bunch of comrades.
Hey, man. If they lift the sanctions on Russia, then you know that the fix is in. Isn't that beauty? They're
that
so
is.
Fucked.
They're fucked bigly. The GOP is
bigly.
Fucked bigly.
Yeah, your little conspiracy. Who's your messiah now? That's my only question. Where's your longitude? You know,
they turned down their own bill. I like it.
I think the speaker says we're not gonna vote on this today. I got a chimp. I got a chimp. I think that was their excuse. They blamed it on, and then 45 came out. He's at his desk and he blamed it on the Democrats and a chimp.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, this is we had a chimp. That was...
Everybody listen to last Monday's archive. The show. Me and the Commodore had a good time.
Chimps are
weird
special.
Yeah.
Did you see this one? I'll do this because it's getting old. Monopoly has new tokens. See that?
No.
Okay. They got rid of the thimble, boot, and wheelbarrow. I'm holding up both middle fingers at Monopoly, okay, in protest. Fuck them, man. Why not keep thimble boot and wheelbarrow for those old fogies that might prefer. I've had an aunt who had to have the thimble.
Yeah, I was always a thimble guy.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You were a thimble guy?
Yeah. I was a thimble guy.
Jeez. You are a weirdo. Man.
Give me that thimble.
I mean, you know, your aunt or something.
I don't want no fucking boot.
The boot's cool. The boot's fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, man. Thimble.
I don't think I was ever the wheelbarrow. But I was the thimble, and I was the boot many times. Well, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So they replaced them. They had a contest or an online survey or some bullshit.
Oh, geez.
So they pulled out the new ones are as follows. A T-Rex, which looks pretty cool, actually. A penguin.
A penguin.
I'll approve the penguin, intercourse the penguin, and a rubber ducky, which I have a trouble with the rubber ducky because doesn't that kind of duplicate the penguin? When you have two aquatic birds, why not go for like, I don't know, an old biplane or something from World War One. I don't know.
A pelican. No, that would be the same thing, too. Yeah.
Or a wheel. Oh, maybe a wheelbarrow. Maybe a wheelbarrow would be nice. Oh, wait. They've already. Anyway.
See, I
didn't think that. You know what?
Back.
Yeah, that's why I didn't use that in the news. I said that's not really that interesting a story.
People aren't playing board games anymore. This is technology and shit. People are on the phones or gym crack. They gotta try.
I'll tell you what, man. Last Sunday, I had number two son and my best buddy over, and we skittle bowled, man. Three-way skittle bowl.
There you
best
go.
Of three.
Right.
I won, of course. You know, he enjoys it, but he did tell me the first time we played, he goes, yeah, this would be cool if there was only, like, some way where you could hit a button and the pins would reset themselves.
Yeah, well.
I'm like, dude, you have to put the pins back up, you know, come on. You're great.
Did you tell
God
them
bless him.
The old blowing alleys used to be? They used to have a fucking.
Oh, yeah, well, he probably knows that. I'm sure he knows that. But he's like, hey, I know that, Dad. This is like 2017, man. You know. They don't have pin monkeys anymore, man. I never bowled with a pin monkey.
No, nah, you're the boss.
Always had automatic lines, no. Okay.
We had a goofy guy go back there and fix it. They used to break down a lot at my cousin's bowling alley. And some goofy bastard would run back there to fix it. Sometimes, yeah.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to do this one piece here, but I'm going to skip. You know why?
Why?
Because we need the polka, man.
Okay. All right.
I feel it in the lounge, man. They're like,
refill my coffee.
Will these fuckheads shut up and polka already?
That's right. Even
you know,
we were saying that.
I was thinking it myself, yeah. I'll admit it. I'm as guilty as you are. So.
Yep.
As in the words of Dr. Cake. Polka. Polka. Polka!
let's play some music. Okay, Frenchie. What would you like to hear? Well, I love a good polka as much as the next man. Well, a good polka it is for my good friend, Frenchie.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Ha!
Have another beer. Have another beer. Things can't get much worse today, so I'll have another beer. Have another beer. Have another beer. My wife smashed up the car today, so I'll have another beer. Drink, drink, drink all your cares right away. That is all I can say for a much brighter day. Drink, drink, drink all your cares right away. And I wish you a very happy day. Have another beer. Have another beer. My mother-in-law has come to stay, so I'll have another beer. Have another beer. Oh, have another beer. My four kids all need brand new clothes, so I'll have another beer. Drink, drink, drink all your kids right away. That is all I can say for a much brighter day. Drink, drink, drink all your kids right away. And I wish you a very happy day.
Triple. Man.
Can't go wrong with
Gene. Gene, the dancing machine.
Yep.
Chuck Barris was a fucking genius.
He was. You know why I say that?
Say that without any fear of being wrong.
Right,
fucking
you are.
Fucking genius. Invented the newlywed game, the dating game, the gong show. He was a spy for the CIA, for crying out loud. Come on.
Fucking genius. Right when you fucking forget
genius.
All about him, he writes a book about how he was a spy for the CIA. He was an assassin for the CIA while doing the gong
assassin for the CIA.
That was fucking brilliant.
I mean, when
he
says that he has more stuff, he means stuff.
Stuff.
He wasn't getting around.
And not only that, but he wrote Palisades Park. We should have had that.
And Palisades? And a song right at the boot. The great Chuck Barris, man. Yeah. Salute. He was a biggie. This has been a Chuck Barris production.
For some reason, I thought he died long ago. I somehow remember hearing that he died. You know?
So you were probably crushed when you heard the news this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez, I thought he was dead already.
See that? He's so fucking brilliant, he died twice. He's genius, genius.
I can't wait till the first guy says to me, I thought you died. And I'll give him that jump. Not hardly.
I always like that. Not hardly.
Not hardly.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's gonna kick your ass because he's still alive. Come on, Jim.
I always wondered what movie that was from, and you told me last time. Right? It was the two Jakes,
well,
right? Or the
Big Jake.
Big Jake.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of old John Wayne because I read this a blog about John Wayne. This guy's like, well, I'm a fan of old John Wayne because I was a kid when he was old John Wayne. And I think I feel the same way. You know, if I'd have grown up in the middle of his career, I'd be a middle career. But Jake's one of my faves. I love that movie. I saw it at the drive-in. It was on the double bill with Snoopy Come Home because it was fucking rated G, which was insane. Even by today's standards, if you could not rate that fucking G. They fucking, the guy hacked up a dog with a machete. Dude, I had nightmares about that the rest of the summer.
I got to see that movie again.
Jeez, that was crazy town, man.
Snoopy come home and he hacks up the dog with a machete.
Yeah,
like
my mom took us out to see Snoopy. You know, hey, Snoopy, he's cool. But John Wayne comes on and people are. Oh, the first scene there's like bloodied corpses. Richard Boone comes in with a gang of hoodlums on horseback and shoots up half the countryside, and there's red blood and bleesh.
That's why you like it, Richard Boone.
Ah, you gotta look. Well, you know, he's the man.
He was Elmore Leonard's favorite.
I watched like a great Paladin this morning. No, yesterday morning. He's that show. That man. It's a very close number two as far as the greatest TV show of all time, maybe.
That's a Western for intellect.
He's the smartest guy, he's the toughest guy, he's the coolest guy. He's like the Mannix of the Old West, you know?
He's far from handsome, though. That was a hurt-looking dude.
No, he wasn't handsome. Well, that's what, see, he was smarter than Mannix, but Mannix was handsomer than Paladin.
Oh, yeah.
So. That's why they were equal. Yeah, touch. Handsome dude. A good-looking mush. All right. Ted, come on, man. I'm out of treats, dude. You can't do this. You can't pressure me. The show's almost over. Oh. Hey, man. Gung Jung-ho, my favorite Korean ball player for the Pirates. Third baseman, man. He's still hung up, man, in Korea, man.
All right.
He can't get his. He can't. I don't know. I don't know if it's 45 or what, man. But they won't let him back in the country since he got that DWI over in South Korea, man.
When you were stumbling with his name just then, I thought you were going to mention my ex-wife. You came close to saying her name. I'm like, what the hell? She's going
to
say that Dragon Lady. He knows Dragon Lady?
Dragon Lady. That's funny. All right. For many, many other reasons than you even... You don't even know. You don't even know, dude. Where's tequila, man? Ted, sink tequila. When they say tequila, you whine and bark. Okay? I'll give you the signal.
I gotta get the Red Bull out of the freezer.
Yeah. I got a natty. Ted doesn't have anything to drink, but he'll just hopefully bark when I. All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. You weren't the biggest crowd, but you were the greatest crowd we've ever had, I think. I don't think I've ever been overwhelmed with love and affection by a Possum Lounge in recent memory.
Ain't that the truth? There you go. Ted's it.
And I mean...
Thank you, Ted.
And I mean that, babe.
Natties.
Red Bull. Still working on that car, boy, aren't you? Tell people you love them. Opening doors for women.
Come on.
Helping old ladies cross the street.
No, I tell you what, man. It's a huge relief, man, when you like you make up, you know, where you fucked up before, you know, and make a point of going out and clearing up your fuck ups, man.
Well, you know, Gumby don't buy that. Gumby has.
Where the fuck
Gumby
is the thing, man?
Reality.
Ted, you were too soon. Natties. Where the hell is the thing? Aw, man. All right, I'll save it for fucking... I don't know. I don't have the thing I wanted to play us out with, and it's fucking hilarious, so I'm not going to say a word about it, and I will play it Monday night, I guarantee you, because it's funny as shit
stinks.
The way
you get people back. You're a genius, Commodore.
Tune in Monday
knows that thing.
For the coolest tune you've ever heard in the world.
Rainbow!
Maddie's! Let me... Oh, I got to warm up the transporter here. Oh, jeez. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Get squared, the good down to the bare nubbins on treats, dude. Isn't there no treats? You're barking up the wrong... Huh. Talking about barking up the wrong tree. I'm the tree, and you're the one barking. Hey, I was trying to think of the headline. What was that guy's name? Don White, Ohio.
Oh, I can tell you that. Hold on. The guy... The guy that busted the cop on the street?
Yeah. I figured we'll salute him.
Here he goes. Yes. Open that link. Don Talbert, T-A-L-B-E-R-T. 45-year-old Don Talbert.
Okay.
East Liverpool. That's funny, man.
Liverpoolian. That
East Liverpudlian. Only in Ohio, I guess.
That's a great story. You know what? I got to find out what's going on with these mess sandwiches. I have the news on with the mute, during the show, and it's mess sandwiches.
What is it?
Meth sandwiches.
Meth sandwiches. Oh, yeah. I meant to, yeah. Yeah, we got to talk about that Monday, man, when we figure out what that is.
Yeah.
Because that, I'm sure that would be a hilarious topic. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ted. You're getting on my nerves now, boy. Considering yesterday was National Puppy Day, my God, did I pamper that dog yesterday.
Oh,
treat him
real.
Like he was the king of
there
the
you
world. Yourself, Booch. I'll tell you what. I'll take away your... I won't do nothing to him. I'm a sucker for dogs, man.
That's
I let
good.
Them walk all
That's
over
good.
Me. A good kid. He means well.
But you gotta love
dogs.
Here's
one. I never. I don't think I. What's that?
You know, they love unconventionally.
What's that?
Conventionally, they
do. They do.
They see you. You're your pet. You're their best friend. They love you.
The only reason why he's a dick is because I was a terrible master, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't raise him right, you know. I was thinking about it last night, you know, after this whole day of just like, you know, treating this dog so nice and going, man, I should have got a shock collar and trained him not to bark so much when people come over the house when he was younger. And I said, you know, geez, he's so beyond any kind of training now.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah, fuck it.
He's an old jerk now. You know, so we'll just have fun letting him bark on the show and you know.
It's his character.
He's a whack.
Trained dogs are like robots. You gotta let them have a personality.
Yeah, exactly. Instead. Simmer down, dude. I got nothing for you, man. I don't even got any milk bones, dude. You hear what I'm saying? I got no milk bones. None. We're done. Came up shot. Guy loves. He loves milk bones.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a ton of them in a box. He goes through those in no time. They're good for their
chopper.
Teeth.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's why he's never had any cavities, I guess.
There you go.
Shut up, Dad. You dummy. You don't even know, Ted. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
all right, I'll tell you what.
Now.
I'll call Tommy. All right. We'll close up shop, and then I will just pay attention to nothing.
There you go.
You.
There you go.
Okay? You will be the center of my universe.
It's ten times.
No more than 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes? 10? Give me 10? 2 fives? Give you a gang of fives in a minute. you got him. Here's my boy, Tommy.
He
friend
misses
of Ted.
Matchy C. That's it. He misses Matchy C.
I know. He just. Oh shush. No, he was alone. Well, he had a big day alone in the Haas today because I would trip to Athens is like that took you know 4 hours plus about 8 hours, you know, 8-10 hours away. Come here. Get over here, you dumb.
It's eight or ten hours away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was gone for 8 or 10 hours.
Oh, okay.
No. I was gone for 8 or 10 hours.
Oh, okay. The whole day was
today.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole kit and caboodle.
I was about to say that's out of your fucking range. Fuck that.
No.
They'd have to give you a duffel bag filled with money to make that trip.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's at the tippy end of Ohio. Like, what is that, Kentucky border, I guess?
Yeah.
If you kept going a few more miles, you'd get in Kentucky.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, it's all the way down there. That's a great hippie school, man. They're legendary for their Halloweens. Everybody in town drops acid and freaks out.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, cool. Big hooyah. Yeah. I love it. All right. Something short and sweet, and then we'll get out of here. Get the hell out of here.
I hear you.
You know what? Martin Balsam is one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, they're good actors. You still thinking
about
the
hell
about
out of here?
Clown?
Thousand Clowns.
He was in everything that was great.
He was in so many great things.
Yeah.
That's a get the hell out of here. Hey, where are you? Where am I? I gotta listen to this. Hey, get the hell out of here. And then he sneezes, and Mathau gives him the fucking double O. Bum, 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 bum.
Then he finishes his career in Archie's place. What the fuck
greatest
is that all about?
Greatest ending ever.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!